Good morning. It's so good to see all of your faces. We have three things that I wanted to talk with you about this morning, so I'm going to leave you with one word. And hopefully with that one word, it'll jog your memory about the things that we mentioned to you today. The one word I'm going to leave you with is opportunity. And within that word, we're going to talk about three opportunities that we have as a church, as Christian people, as the body of Christ. But it is the word opportunity. And if you look with me in Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. It says, "For you were called to freedom, brethren. Only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." We really are, as I was thinking about the things I was going to say, and as the pastor of evangelism here, just that word opportunity means a lot to me. Being so separated from God with the life that I lived, when I was redeemed and Christ came into my life and in my heart and opened my heart to who He was and gave me the gift of His Son and I received Him, everything in my life changed because I knew what it was to live a life without that love of Jesus Christ. So the way I look at life through these eyes, and when I'm focused on Christ, it's opportunity. It's an opportunity for Him. It's an opportunity to serve God. It's an opportunity to love God. It's an opportunity to serve the brethren. It's an opportunity to reach the lost. Our lives really are opportunities. That God would even give us life and air to breathe and to redeem us. This passage in Galatians means a lot to me. You know, for freedom, brethren, only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, the encouragement is, the directive is, serve one another. If you turn me to Romans 12, Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, it says, "Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies," so that's our physical bodies, "a living and holy sacrifice," something that's to be given to God. It's active, it's holy, it's not like the rest of the world, it's pure, "acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind," so the mind's being changed, "so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." And you realize more of what I'm expressing to you today is about a spirit. It's about a heart. It's about a desire. And as the pastor of evangelism here, that's what I'm talking to you about today, this morning. It really comes back down to heart. We're living in a world today where there's so many things that are so given, and we're in America, so there's an abundance of everything. I mean, if you're hungry, go around to the corner. Even the gate station has a full place where you can buy stuff now. That was never what it used to be. So a gas station was just a gas station, you know? But there are opportunities, brothers and sisters. And so what I appeal to you today, I'm appealing to you as your pastor. I'm appealing to you as fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. As we're coming up on this holiday season, but not just that, this is life in general. As Christians, we really owe so much to God. He's been so good to us. He's gave us the gift of His Son to endure everything that He endured for us. But this whole world has a way, and Scripture would even say, be careful with the deceitfulness of sin that can so harden our hearts to living a life of honor and service to Him. So I give you the one word this morning with opportunity. We have CVBS that's coming up. And I bring these three points up because they're real. CVBS, I gave you Galatians 5:13 and Romans 12. In the sense of the announcement I needed to make is it's going to be during the day from 9. I got a cheat sheet here. From 9 to, and I'm already lost, 9 to 11:30. The registration is now open on the website. And there's also a food sign-up sheet in the back for different meals that we're asking you to come be a part of this with us. We're asking you to come join in this service. And let me see if I can put it to you this way. I'm going to put it to you in my own words. This is a time where we're coming together to celebrate the birth of God's Son and minister into these little ones. This is a time where we're coming together to minister to them. So I'm going to ask you to come be a part of that, whether it's physically or whether it's prayerfully, however you can. But a part of what I'm asking you today is, let's get our hearts into the realm of serving the Lord. Because this whole world has a way of pulling us away from that. And I can tell you there's been many a times where I've sat in those seats and that message has been preached and that spirit of opposition was in me. That's when I know my eyes weren't focused on Jesus. But we're as Christians, we're called to live differently. We're called to live in a way that says, no, I want to. No, I want to serve Jesus. No, I want to. How can I help? I may not be able to be here, or it may not, you know, you may not be able to be here. But how can I? Can I pray? Can I pray for them? So I'm going to tell you one of my prayers for CVBS. Are you ready? I'm going to pray that God fills every one of those slots, that he just fills that opportunity to minister to those little ones. That's my prayer. My prayer is that we would have opportunities to reach lost ones, families, that people are moving into Jacksonville in mass numbers, right? My prayer is that we'll get an opportunity to see someone come to know the Lord. My prayer is that God will bring a lot of new children in that we can share that gospel with. Join with me in that. And if there's ways that you can help physically, I'm asking you to come be a part of that. And then the next one we have is the shoeboxes. And Paul would say in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, he would say, we want to be ready to, the earnestness to start it, we want to have the earnestness to finish it. And so we have about four boxes left back there, but next Sunday is the turn-in date, and Mr. Bob will be picking them up and loading them in that black SUV and taking them where they got to be taken. And so my appeal to you is that earnestness that we had to start it, let's have that same earnestness to finish it. Let's send those boxes off in a way that says, okay, Lord, we want to send these off in a way that says, God, take them and share that gospel with all those lost kids that need you. Whether it's the lost or the lowly, Lord, please take them. And that's a part of, you can hear the heart of Paul in that Corinthians. Let's finish this thing strong. So may the Lord give us the wisdom and insight and strength and that want to in our hearts to do it. We also had a situation come up. Pastor Gary read to us a letter that we received from India this morning. Now, come to find out, it was this year that we've now been supporting India for 20 years. This is even before my time. I think I've been coming here 18, maybe 19 now. So I've been here for a while, but I wasn't fully aware of things when I first got here. But for about 20 years now, and as a church, we've supported them. They faithfully served the Lord for these years. And there's about 50 to 100 pastors each year that come out of Family Bible Church in India and the schooling that get trained and sent out into India. One of the things in the letters that we got today is Molly, Robinson's wife, her brothers. She lost two of her brothers this past year. Now, she's only 50, around that age, correct? That's 4 years older than me, brothers and sisters. Sudden heart attacks, basically. And these men are gone. So last year and then in September. And this is heavy upon them. And so they're asking for prayer. What a great opportunity we have. The Lord is blessing the church over there. They're filling up. And they're saying, we may need more room. And we understand that, don't we? And the Lord has blessed us. And so they're saying, pray for us on this. And they're saying, pray. The Lord has been bringing a lot of unbelievers in the church. So Robinson's prayer was, pray that God, we would minister to these people, lead them to the Lord, but then that they would grow sound and solid in their faith so that they would be ministering. And so different prayer requests that he brought up. Am I missing anything? I'm probably missing some. You want to?
Well, I just think one of the most encouraging things was through the difficulty and the sorrow, that the one thing that they asked for prayer about is that they would continue in the ministry.
Yes.
And not let this interrupt. Though she was very close to her brothers and is spending time trying to take care of those particular issues, yet their prayer is the ministry.
The ministry. So if you'll turn with me to Hebrews. I believe it's 13. 13, 1 through 3. And it would say this, let love of the brethren continue. And the more I thought about the church in India, it's not even counting all the ones that have received Christ through those believers over there, right? But if they're sending out, it's an average. And I think in the earlier days, it may have even been more than 50 to 100 pastors.
Well, they would have me come out for the graduation. It could be 300 to 500 people.
300 to 500. I want you to think about this, Family Bible, okay? Family Bible in Ponte Vedra, Jacksonville, Florida, that supported this church for 20 years, supported Robinson and Molly first, and now they brought more on staff. 50 to 100 pastors recently. Starting out, it could be anywhere from 300 to 500, and the gospel spreading like wildfire. We've got an opportunity to play a part in that. Let me put it another way. God has given us the opportunity to help evangelize part of India. And we're right here. I want you to think about that. So chapter 13 of Hebrews says, let love of the brethren continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers. For by this some have entertained angels without knowing it. So we don't know these folks. Let love of the brethren continue, showing that kindness. Remember the prisoners, those that are away from us, separated. I understand there's prisoners for the gospel, but I also understand we're separated here. Prisoners as though in prison with them, and those who are ill-treated. In that place, India can be hostile towards the gospel. Since you yourselves are also in the body, but it tells us to remember them. So what I'd like to do today is I'd like to ask you to join in with me. And the reason why I gave you those verses at first in Galatians and in Romans 12 is that I'm beckoning to you, shouldn't that be the spirit we have as Christians? Shouldn't it be the spirit of willingness? Shouldn't it be the spirit of I've been so ransomed, I don't want to use the freedom that this life that now that Christ has now given me in him to serve the flesh. I want to use it to serve one another. I want to use it to serve him. But my encouragement and my warning to us as a people, as Christians and as God's people, be on guard. Because that hardness of heart can so creep in. We can so look to ourselves and the world can enamor us that it will suck that willing spirit right out of you. But what we want to do is say no. Lord, you renew me today. I want the spirit that you're telling me to have, that willing spirit to love and to serve and to give my life back to the Lord Jesus Christ that he so gave to me. I want to give it back to him. So I'm asking you as a church to join in with us in that. Whether it's opportunities to serve, whether it's opportunities to pray, whether it's opportunities to finish strong, whether it's opportunity to remember India, our brothers and sisters that are going through a difficult time over there right now, but also a blessed time. We want to finish strong. May the Lord strengthen us to do this. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you, we have opportunities, Lord, with CVBS, a Christmas vacation in Bible school. It's an opportunity, Lord, to serve you. It's an opportunity to celebrate you and the birth of your son. So, Lord, may we realize that that's what we're doing. We're celebrating you, the one that came and died for us. To give mankind life and redemption and to reconcile us into a right relationship with you, Lord. So, Lord, just cleanse us today. Give us that willing spirit to just want to serve you, to know you. Lord, give us that spirit that wants to finish strong. That, Lord, sometimes we can start out with great purpose, but as time goes on, we falter, a lot like the Book of Kings. We don't want to be that way, Lord. Please forgive me for the many times that's happened in my life. Lord, renew a steadfast spirit in us as a church. We're celebrating you. We're serving you. There's no one like you. And Lord, we lift up our brothers and sisters in India today as a church on a whole. Lord, Molly's going through a difficulty of loss. Lord, may you comfort her. And not only her, there's those in this room that are going through loss and difficulty. May you comfort them. You are the God of all comfort. Lord, we believe you care. But that as we put our eyes on you and as we believe that you do care and that we believe, Lord, that you're good, that you cause all things to work together for good for those who love you, Lord, we're going to rest in that. and you're going to pick us back up to finish the race that you've set before us. We pray that as they're growing, that, Lord, you'll begin to guide and direct in that, and you'll house every one of those believers as you see fit to hear that gospel and to continue evangelizing India. Lord, we also pray that you continue to raise up men that love you, that serve you, not only men, but women too. And that, Lord, we'll see the gospel going out in these last days. Lord, please strengthen us for this, and please renew a steadfast spirit in us, Lord, that we're worshiping you and we're serving you with the life that you've given us, the lives you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen.